Welcome back to Degenerates Debate. Today is Friday, October 29th. And Blake, it's rivalry week. Not for you and me, but.
Yeah, no, it's rivalry week. 7-0 Michigan, 7-0 Michigan State. College game day, Fox, Barstool. I mean, it's shaping up to be I think it's safe to say that this is probably the most anticipated Michigan State game in our recent memory. Of like like being able to watch football and like understand it, you know, like,
oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, I think the last time they were top 10 ranking was like, I want to say it was in the '70s. I thought I heard, but yeah, no, it's, I mean, what would you have told me if, before the year I said that Michigan State were going to be undefeated, Ohio State, Alabama and Clemson would all have losses.
I would have laughed in your face.
Put me in an insane asylum.
Yeah, no, literally, be like, I think I would have stopped this podcast and be like, dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. Seriously.
Yeah, no, it's bananas.
Considering I thought they were going to lose to Northwestern, like I mean, so bad.
So bad. I mean, who wasn't wrong about basically both these teams at this point?
Fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
Nobody saw this coming. Let's get like a midseason wellness check. We'll start with MSU. I think that. I mean, you can't be any happier if you're a Spartan. Like they're playing with house money the rest of this year, no doubt.
Yeah, and I mean, and talk about probably the greatest transfer in this
recent memory.
Yeah, other than like Justin Fields, but there was a lot of hype behind like Justin Fields. You know, like he was going to be it. But like a mediocre guy going to a big school from, I mean, Kenneth Walker. That's got to be the story for Michigan State.
Yeah, but I don't think he has cooled as of late. The Indiana game wasn't a great showing. I don't think he's a true threat to the Heisman. I think a big part of that, too, is just being on Michigan State. My whole argument was like not that he doesn't deserve it, but I just think if you're a guy that plays at a school like that, like a Lamar Jackson, Louisville, Robert Griffin III, Baylor, I think if you're not at one of the premier programs, you're going to need to be even that much better. Like, I think if Kenneth Walker was on Alabama or if he was on like a Georgia and he had these stats, I think he'd be the front runner no matter what. I think being on Michigan State, right, wrong, or the otherwise, I think he has to be that much better to if he really wants to win it.
Oh, 100%. But I mean, that goes for anyone if they're on Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. Like, they're going to get the national spotlight no matter what. But he's making the national spotlight be at Michigan State.
I understand. But I'm just saying, I think. You understand my take. If he truly is going to win it, he's got to be even better than what he would have to be normally. Just because
he's. I mean, he would have to go. He'd have to go put up 200 yards against Michigan and two touchdowns at least, and continue that throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, I think he could still make it to New York, but I don't think he's going to win it. Regardless, he's still.
It'll be very interesting to see if he does make it to New York because I think there's. I mean. I think Trayvon Henderson and CJ Stroud are going to start to take off when they really start to bully some of these teams. And I think Matt Corral is going to fall off. Bryce Young is just, I get his stats are there, but like Alabama's kind of boring.
The dark horse is the running back from Texas.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson. He's very good. Yeah. A little future on him to win the Heisman at the beginning of the year and humble brag. No, it's very interesting to see. I think if he continues to keep up this rushing like extravaganza that he's been on, I think he'll go. He would have to do something monumental to win it and run away with it. Because basically, I think in recent memory, by now you basically had a pretty solid favorite who's going to win it. Like it's very up That's in true. The air here.
That's true. I mean, you also just for record, you had a future on D.R. King to win the Heisman, so I'm looking at it right now.
That's true. And what is he? He's injured.
So, and he was nowhere near it before he got injured.
No, I think he played three games this year. So
and he didn't look good in any of them. So I have a question for you. Another interesting argument I had with a good Spartan friend of mine, shout out to Scooter Deal. He thinks that there is a chance that Kenneth Walker returns to Michigan State next year. And I told him there's just no way. Absolutely no way.
You think he goes straight? I don't know.
I think he transferred to Michigan State.
I'm not ready to say 100% he's gone.
Okay, but he was more like, oh, he's not gone. I mean, he's had the season he's had. He transferred to Michigan State to get this national recognition. This is probably the highest his stock's going to go. I just don't see him
Correct. And I do think that one of his pros, I guess, of going to the draft would be that this running back class sucks. I mean, it's very bad. So
yeah, so I was just, that was an interesting, I think it's more likely than not that he goes.
Yeah, but I also would not be shocked if he stayed. I really wouldn't.
No, but I think it's, I would say I'd be shocked if he stayed. Oh, I guess we'll see how the end of the season, if he kind of tails off a little bit, then maybe.
Then he'll definitely stay. It'll be interesting.
I don't know about definitely, but yeah. Yeah, so you want to get into this, or do you want a wellness check on me?
Let's get it. No, I mean, you're playing with house money too. I mean, if we're going to be honest,
I couldn't disagree more.
How?
I could not disagree.
You thought you'd be undefeated going into this game?
No, but I don't think we're playing with house money here. You don't start 0-2 against Mel. That's just not an option.
I'm saying with this season so far.
But it was also like
after this, if you lose to Michigan State and then lose to Penn State and then lose to Ohio State, like this was your peak. 7-0 being your peak, and everyone's like, "Oh, Harbaugh's got him. Harbaugh's got him." Like, watch out.
I don't know. I just think
if you turn around and be a 3-loss team, you can't tell me that wasn't the high of the season.
Yeah, but this is what it hinges on. They had to win this game. So, like, if they go 9-3 and lose Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, I'm gonna be like, that was a waste of time. Like,
I'm just saying, right now is the time you should be like, all the low expectations. Now is like, okay, you're slow. Are you bought back in for this season?
It all depends. I mean, well,
are you bought back in?
Yes, I'm very. But that's the thing, like. I see all the flaws with this team. They haven't beaten a good team yet. I mean, they haven't. So, I'm excited. Like, I'm more excited at this point in the season than I thought I was going to be. At this point, you know, before the season, I was like, oh, by the Michigan State game, like, it'll be, like, whatever. So, in that sense, yes. But, like, A, the way they play isn't sustainable. You don't really beat really good teams the way they play.
Oh, no. I mean, you're not going to beat Ohio State by putting up 21 points.
I think they're mishandling the quarterback situation. It's just all the same consistent problems that have been here all of Harbaugh's tenure. They're still here. They just haven't played any good teams yet. So that's why I'm not like, oh yeah, like, but I will say with the Big Ten being down, the winner of this game has an inside track to the Rose Bowl. So I think that.
Of Michigan State?
Yeah. How do you not see that?
I guess.
Penn State are – so I'm – okay, we'll peek behind the curtain. I think Ohio State's winning out going to the playoff.
Yeah, no shit.
That means they're beating either Iowa or Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship. That would land Iowa with two losses. Yeah, well, I'm talking about in terms of the Rose Bowl. So, and then realistically, the winner of this game, 8-0 – and then, you know, you drop to Ohio State, lose one. And then, you know, maybe you lose to Penn State, maybe not. Penn State's already got two losses. So in my mind, I'm thinking the winner of the West isn't going.
I can definitely get on board with that.
So for me, as a Michigan fan, if let's say they win this game, still lose to Ohio State, and they go to the Rose Bowl, like, I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, all right, that was sick. I'm back in. Like, of course, you go to the Rose Bowl. Like, Rose Bowl's not nothing. Like, that's, I mean, I don't know.
As a person though that is in the recent years of Michigan, atrocious in bowl games. Atrocious. And you hate bowl games. You don't get, I mean, yes, they haven't been good bowl games in a while, but you haven't been excited about a bowl game in I don't know how many years.
Well,
so yeah, this would obviously get you up, but
that's because all the bowl games under Harbaugh have just been just like they didn't even want to be there.
Yeah, like, you guys were dead going into the game.
Yeah, so why would I get excited about it? They've played Florida like four of the last five bowl games. Like regardless, the Rose Bowl would be different. That's a different.
You could meet Florida in the Rose Bowl.
No, we played Pac-12 team.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, who'd you? Yeah, I think you'd be whoever you get, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that'd be huge if they went 11-2. All right, see, now I'm getting you. You're literally talking to that kid, but. But I mean, they got to win this week. Want to just get into it?
Yeah, I mean, so the spread right now is Michigan -4.5 over under.
So stupid.
8.5 right now. I think it's probably gonna be at 50 by the time game kicks, maybe 49. But I mean, East Lansing is gonna be an absolute fucking bounce house. It's gonna be just people going everywhere. I mean, I will
not be in town. I learned my lesson last year. I will not be around.
Josh the Mush Morocco doesn't want to be in town for the game. He got no, this is the same kid last year that after they lost was dead, literally dead on the ground, well, asleep, dead.
I was in an apartment and my phone actually broke as well. So everyone thought I was dodging them when I really wasn't. My phone literally died. It stopped working. Yeah, I mean, okay. So let's get in the line. If I were setting this line, I think it's got to be
2.5.
No, I'd say pick them. And then because MSU's at home, I'd say it'd be like MSU -1. Like, I don't know how. I mean, I know Michigan's favorite because they get more money, like more money comes in on them. But like, if you're just setting a game line, like objectively, like I think it's totally MSU -1 or, you know, 2, just because it's at home.
It is interesting that they're getting 4.5 at home too, to a rival. Like, that's, I mean, but you do go back to last year, they were 24.5 point dogs on the road. It was on the road, but still, like,
yeah, but both of those teams were atrocious. Yeah. Nobody knew how bad both those teams were.
Yeah, but let's get into it. So, I mean, obviously you have Michigan State's defense. They're not very good against the pass, but in this case, Cade McNamara is not fucking throwing the ball. I'll go out and I don't know. This isn't even like going out on a limb. He's not going to throw for over 200 yards in this game.
Has he this year? I don't.
Yeah, know. Twice over. It was against Western, I think, and then Nebraska, because you guys threw a lot late, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But he's at 255 passing yards, so. That's just save that for the tickler file.
I'll say something nice about Cade. He doesn't turn the ball over. I'll give him that. He's good. He protects the ball. That's good. But it's
he doesn't protect the ball as much as you think.
He's thrown one pick all year.
No.
Yeah.
That's wrong, but keep going.
No, let's do it. Let's do this. I love being right. It's my favorite thing.
Okay.
One interception the entire year. Anyway, that's the thing with Cade. He's a game manager. He's never gonna. That's the thing.
Okay. Cade, yeah. Okay. You're right. One interception. How many touchdowns has he thrown? Five.
Yeah. I didn't say. Yeah, but I wasn't trying to talk about how he doesn't. Okay, turn. That's
what
I said.
Hand up. I was wrong. Hand up. You would admit that. I would. Hand up. Man,
and the pick was on a. It was a free play that they didn't throw the flag anyway. So anyway, but my whole thing is Cade will not lose you the game, but he's not going to win you the game. And I think in a game like this, I think it's going to come down to quarterback play. I really do. Because I think Michigan and Michigan State are way too even in almost every other facet. Well,
I think it's going to be a very run heavy. I think Michigan State is not afraid to take any shots. I mean, you've seen this. They're big plays, like whatever, like everyone's on that. I mean, Michigan has done that too. But I think that Michigan is always much more conservative in big games like this, especially on the road. Like, I mean, if Cade McNamara throws a deep ball early and it gets picked off, I mean, they're not going to be taking any more shots. So I think how it's going to go first half, it's going to be very who can establish the run, who can, you know, get, who can establish.
It's going to be, I think the first half under is a play, because I think it's going to be a lot of feeling out. I think it's going to be a lot of conservative play call. I think on both sides. I think it's going to be
But also, I could also see Mel starting off with a flea flicker or something at like second series and
throwing what, for the six out of the eighth game. Like, well, it's not really fooling anybody.
Maybe at flea flicker, but I'm just saying he throws one to Jalen Reed down the sideline for a 75 yards touchdown score. Jaden, sorry. Yeah, but like I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think my other thing with Harbaugh too is like he's so stubborn. Like if the run's not working, like he's not afraid to just be like, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
hey, like, maybe you're going to stop this left. Let me try and go right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't give me confidence. I will say we did have differing opinions here. I think I think Michigan's D-line can have a good day. I think they can take advantage. I mean, State's line has been good. It's been better, much improved than it was last year. But I also don't think they've faced anybody close to Aiden Hutchinson. I think he can have
correct. Correct. 100%.
And so I think if they're going to double him or they're going to devote more attention, it opens up more space for a guy like David Ojabu, who's had a really strong year. Josh Ross has been really solid too. I'm not worried about the front seven. It's the secondary that I'm worried about. Especially Peyton Thorne has way exceeded any expectation I would have had for him.
Correct. This is also coming from the guy who thought that Anthony Russo was going to start. So,
yeah, that's true. We couldn't have been more wrong about both of these teams. I just think his deep ball hasn't been like amazing, but it's been serviceable. Like, it's still a weapon. You have to respect it. I mean, this is the same secondary that literally, I think it's the exact same secondary that Rocky Lombardi lit up last year. I've been very impressed with Mike McDonald's defense. I thought this defense was going to be absolutely atrocious, just like it was last year. They've been better, definitely, but the secondary still scares me. And the bigger thing too, they haven't been tested. Like the semi-good teams they've beaten, they haven't played a quarterback. Wisconsin doesn't.
Oh, no, no, they have one, and neither of them are playing a really great. I mean, you got to get the quarterback edge in this case of Peyton Thorne. It's not by much, but it's. I mean, the best quarterback each of them has gone up against is, I think, Adrian Martinez, just like from a skill perspective.
Yeah, and Adrian Martinez had some success moving the ball against both of our defenses. Well,
it'll be interesting to see an actual, like, they're both a little, I think Peyton's more mobile than Cade, but, and we've seen Peyton Thorne is not afraid to throw the ball. That might hurt Cade to the point where he's on the bench and JJ McCarthy's slinging it.
So I think
if you guys get down late and you guys need big plays,
I think he's too stubborn. I think you're going to see JJ probably in more of a role than we've seen so far this year. I think they might be saving a few things. One of the other podcasts I listened to, it's if you look at the history of this rivalry, if Michigan's got like a young X factor, and this is usually the game where they let him go. This is where Jabril, this is the first time they started playing him on offense, like really heavily in 2016. They cut Devin Bush loose his freshman year in 2016. Special teams, and he got some reps on defense. So I think in this game, we're going to see JJ more. And I think we're going to see some more downfield shots from him rather than just like zone reads or little outs or whatever. I just don't know if that's going to be enough to make a strong difference in this game. I mean, I hope so. I hope he uncorks one and that'd be huge, but we'll see. I think Harbaugh's too stubborn. I think he loves that Cade is like, for some reason, like ever since he's just gotten to Michigan, like Jim just loves a game manager, just loves.
I mean, look at his past quarterbacks. None of them are really afraid to I'd say the last one I was like to throw the deep ball was Shea. I mean, he overthrew him by 25 yards, but like he wasn't enough. Like, but you go back to Elkhorn. I mean, you go back.
I mean, Rudock was pretty much game man. He was a little better than by the end of the year, he was pretty good. But, you know, Wilton Spate was the definition of a game man.
He loves 1,000%.
He loves to play bully ball and he loves a quarterback that's not going to turn it over and just like, you know, so that's why Cade is like, it's perfect for him. Whereas JJ, like, he can do some stuff, but like, he might turn it over. But you know what? The thing that really bugs me about it, though, too, is it's not like freshman quarterbacks don't play in college football. Like, Sam Ellinger played all 4 years. Like, Dorian Thompson-Robinson at UCLA. Like,
well, and if they're that good, they're that highly recruited, the coach is like, fuck it.
And, yeah. And
they're not going to the league next year.
No. And, like, young coaches are like, a lot of coaches, like, they're like, all right, screw it, let's do it. Jim is just so, like, he's not ready. Like, it's just – but here's the other thing too. I think if they bring him in, I don't think the offense, like, they're not going to just start throwing it 50 times. Like, I think they're still just going to, like, you know, I think he brings you, like, yeah, he might connect on a couple more of those deep balls and he'll keep a couple more of the zone reads. I don't think they're just going to be like, all right, we're putting JJ in and we're going to throw it 60 times, you know, like.
No, so, 100%. It won't completely change the offense, but it will open up the playbook a little more to at least be interesting. But I think that one of the key matchups is I know you like the D linemen. Battle kind of And I think Panusiak or whatever the fuck State's D lineman is not bad at all. But he's obviously, Aiden Hutchins is clearly better, but Pasuniak has been great. I think it's where it's going to matter is what running back is basically going to take off. Is it going to be Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins, or is it going to be Kenneth Walker? Because if one of those, if you either get that tandem going, or if you get Kenneth Walker going early, I feel like it's just going to be a fucking heyday.
Yeah. So my take on that is I personally, like, I feel better about Michigan's front seven against Walker rather than I do against Michigan State's front seven against Corum and Haskins. I think Corum is like really good. I think he's really shifty. I think, I mean, obviously Walker's better, but I think in that the running game matchup, I think I like Michigan's double tandem and the offensive lineman against Michigan State's front seven more than I like the reverse.
That's fair. I don't agree.
I said Walker's better, but I think if I, like just in this matchup, like I think I'd rather have
okay. But the thing is, they're gonna run away from Aiden Hutchins every single time. Aiden Hutchins will be on the opposite side of every run play.
Yeah, that's fine. But then you're gonna have to just it's predictability, and you know, it, I don't know, that help. It still helps.
Correct. Yeah. All right. That's fine. But I also think a sneaky part of this game too that I haven't heard it, but I think that no one's really talking about is Michigan State's wide receivers. I mean, if they start hitting on these deep balls, I mean, it's game over. And to see how these D linemen or these cornerbacks are going to fare against Jaden Reed, Speedy Naylor, like it'll be very interesting because they could just burn them all day.
Yeah. That's definitely the matchup I'm most concerned about. I don't think
a lot of people are talking about that. I really don't.
Yeah. No, I mean, Michigan State's receivers have been lights out this year. It's granted they haven't, again, both these teams haven't played anyone. That's the thing that just really I've seen some Spartans on Twitter just touting the Miami win. Like, oh, we have a ranked win. Miami is awful. They're god awful.
They're not good, Miami's a better win than fucking Washington.
Yeah, but I don't tell the why. Like that game.
Well, really, you did.
Well, yeah, but I don't anymore. But I still see State fans are like, "Oh, we beat Miami." It's like, okay.
Well, at the time they were ranked, and it was like the fourth game of the season, third game of the season. Yeah. I mean,
I don't.
You can't control what if you're Michigan State. You can't control what Miami does the rest of the season.
No. I understand, but I don't think you can. Like,
the same thing with Ohio State and Oregon. Like, Oregon just lost to Stanford 2 weeks ago. Like they can't control that. Like, you understand? Like, you just can't control what a team that you played early in the season does for the rest of the season. So you can't. I'm not saying it's a great win, but I still think that it's a good win.
I mean, would you? I would say at Wisconsin's a better win than at Miami.
I don't know.
Wisconsin might win the West now. If they beat Iowa, they're winning the West.
And who was supposed to win the West before the season started? Wisconsin.
Okay, well, I'm just saying at this point, after watching both Wisconsin and Miami, I think Wisconsin's a better team. Camp Randall's a harder environment to play in than the half-filled stadium down in
Miami. Oh, yeah, 100%, correct. But I just think Wisconsin's remotely good.
No, we're arguing about the same thing. Neither team has played – both teams are frauds in the sense that they're not playoff contenders. They're ranked that highly right now, but they're not playoff contenders.
Correct. All right. Let's get back to the game. So we basically kind of shelled this whole thing out. Is there anything else that you have to say about this game before we get
to this game? No, I mean, I think we pretty much hit everything. No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. You want me to go first on predictions or do you want to go first? Or are you not going to predict the game? Because I don't want to. No, like you can classic. Go. Oh, I don't know. I think this is going to be a really good game. Oh, no opinion.
You can go.
Okay. I think I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Michigan State. I'm going to take a money line. Do I think that win? I honestly realistically think you could flip a coin and this is how this game will go. But in that case, you always want the dog. I think it's going to be, I would say, 34-27 Michigan State.
Two missed extra points, a couple go for twos you don't get. Where are you getting 34?
Yes, I just think something's, I don't like average scores.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's very rare. Oh, two field goals. You get two field goals.
Yeah, I was going to say 34 is two field goals. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care.
So you have it that big, like touchdown. Michigan State by a touchdown.
Yeah. I think it'll be similar to last year where I was like, Michigan State had control of the game and then Michigan scored some late fucking bullshit touchdown to make it look a lot
better. Oh, so you're saying State should win by double digits then? Like, they'll be in control of the whole game. That's what you just
said. No, I'm not saying control the whole game. I'm saying they're going to pull away.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I told you before, I've never, honestly, I'm actually trying to think back, like, at least in the Harbaugh years, like 15, the trouble with the snap game, even though it was in Ann Arbor, State was a better team. They were favored. 16, Michigan was supposed to mollywop State. 17, Michigan was supposed to win that game. I felt confident in that.
17-14-10?
That was the rain game, yeah.
I was at that game. I was fucking freezing my ass off in the stands.
As was I. You were in the student section, were you?
I was.
Did you go crazy when they
Hail Mary? Oh, yeah. Yeah, never. And I had
a blue shirt on.
I have a blue shirt that says Ann Arbor sucks on it in yellow, and everyone, like, let me in with
open arms. No one even knew.
Yeah, until they saw what it, like, actually meant. And then I was, like, jumping up and down. They're like, what the fuck is this kid doing? And I'm like, dude, read my shirt. Like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, so 17, Michigan was actually – I think they were at least a 7-point favorite. 18 was pretty much Michigan was favored, but I still was nervous. That was the Devin Bush stomp on the logo, the DPJ touchdown. That was that game. 19, Michigan, whatever. This is the first time in a long time that I've actually been like, you can flip a coin, you have no clue. I don't know. I really don't know. I want to know what do you need from me from a prediction so you do.
Dude, I need a fucking final score. I'm not asking you to goddamn write the Declaration of Independence. Give me a fucking final score.
You know I don't like doing this.
It's not that hard. Who do you think's going to win by how much and why? It's like, I'm like asking fucking Helen Keller to drive a fucking car right now.
It's just everything. Michigan has more talent.
Oh, my God.
Everything in my body though tells me they're gonna shit down their leg. Like that's just what everything in their body, like everything about.
Okay, well then put a fucking score behind it then. If you think they're gonna shit down their leg, I don't know if the listeners realize what I deal with. Like it's like fucking trying to like pry open a wound with my
28-24 Michigan.
Oh, okay, so they're gonna shit down their leg, but they're gonna win by four. And you are such a fucking rat because the line is 4.5. You're such a scumbag for that.
I didn't even take the line in consideration. I literally just
bullshit.
Swear to God. Swear to Bobby P. Bob Peterson, I swear.
That's
I literally just shit. I was about to pick Michigan State and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be positive. Let's change it up. I'm gonna be positive.
Good.
Let's
see, go. You just can't get fucking crushed again.
Well, just because I said that doesn't mean I've already sunk back down where I'm like, I can see him just
Morocco the like, fucking mush, baby.
So okay, real quick, what would you have said if I picked State?
I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
Okay, last thing before we get into the picks here. Mel. Is Mel going? I know.
No, Tuck's Mel's coming, not going. But James Franklin going? 1,000%. James Franklin is hook, line, and sinker out of Penn State. He's gone. Mel Tucker is not going anywhere. That buzz started with, oh, yeah, he knew some people from LSU and coached there and blah, blah, blah. And that took off from Michigan Twitter, and you know that.
I will say, if he wins this game, let's say he wins this game, they go 10-2. Let's say they go 10-2 to win the Rose Bowl.
Not or lose leaving.
I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibilities.
He's not. Why would he leave this? He hasn't gotten a recruiting class in.
He'd because he wants to win a national championship, and he knows he's not winning a national championship at Michigan State.
He'd have to go start all over in LSU.
The last three coaches at LSU have won a national championship.
Okay, sick fucking stat, dude.
Okay.
And how's that going for Coach O?
It's got a ring. It's got a ring.
Because he had the greatest college football team almost ever assembled and one of the greatest quarterbacks.
I'm very comfortable. He's got some Southern ties, coach at Georgia, coach at Alabama. I'm very comfortable saying Mel is a better coach than Coach O. So I don't know, just something to keep an eye on. I
really went on a limb on that one.
Keep an eye on it. So, all right, Blake, why don't we get into some cards here?
Yeah, let's get into, I don't know if it's your favorite part of the show, but it's my favorite part of the show.
I'd be safe to say yes.
You want to go with your minuscule card first, or do you want me to go?
No, I'll go first before you. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to go with Mississippi State Moneyline. It's basically pick up minus 105. I don't really have – I'm tailing someone here. I don't really have that much insight here. I've been wrong on Kentucky a couple times this year. I've been right on Kentucky a couple times. We're just going to go with Mississippi State Moneyline. Liberty minus 36. UMass is one of the worst teams in the country. They are literally just – they're just absolutely horrible. Florida plus 14. I think Georgia's going to get caught somewhere, not caught lose, but I think you're going to get a close game at some point. I like Florida to keep it within the number. It's a rivalry game. I like Auburn minus 2.5. I've been wrong on Bo Nix so many times. I'm done with it. And I like the over 66.5 in that game. I think the over is the stronger play there. I just think Ole Miss's defense stinks. Auburn's defense is fine, but Ole Miss can score. I like the over there. Duke, Wake Forest, under 70. That is strictly because Wake Forest put up 70 on their own last week. I just think that's just too high. I don't think Duke's very good anyway. UCLA plus 6.5 against Utah. I think it's a good bounce back spot for them. I don't know what the status of DTR is. Do you know if he's healthy?
I think he's playing. I think it would have been bigger news if he's not.
Yeah, so I like UCLA catching 6.5 there. And last is Stanford minus 2. Who's Stanford playing? I don't even remember.
Oh, really? You don't know? It's your team.
It's Washington. I never said Washington was good. Washington stinks. Give me Stanford minus 2. They've already beaten who they beat? They beat Oregon. So rumor is Stanford's wearing the black helmets. I like that. Love that.
All right, now I'm getting to my huge card. I mean,
disgusting.
They're always big. I'm going to go Cincy minus 26 and a bounce back against Tulane. They damn near almost lost last week, but that was their one. That was their one where they kind of slipped walk, and it was like, all right. You know, they chalked that one up as a win on paper and didn't really come into the game well. I like them in a bounce back. They're going to murder Tulane. Tulane sucks. I'm going to go Pitt minus 9 against Miami. I've been right on Pitt every single which way this year.
They're playing your team, your Miami team, your great win.
Fuck off, Miami sucks.
You don't root for Michigan State. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you, the real fans out there.
You're interrupting my cards. That's disgusting. I like Pitt Miami over 61. Miami gives up a million points. So does Pitt, but Pitt, Kenny Pickett could be a very good quarterback.
Sneaky Heisman.
Yeah,
I want to sprinkle a future on that.
Yeah,
it's a good value.
He's good. And then I'm going to take Michigan State plus 4 against Michigan. Notice how Michigan is not on Josh's card at all. I'm just saying it, but it's not.
No, financially, card. I have too much emotional investment.
I wouldn't say that as a friend, as a co-host, but it's not on this card. So Michigan State plus 4 against Michigan, like a Michigan State money line. I think it's like plus 160-ish right now.
It's 55.
And then I like Michigan State, Michigan over 50. I think it's going to be a shootout. Like I said, my prediction, I follow my prediction up and actually put it on my card.
Can I say something real quick?
What?
From a betting angle, I think there's only one way to go. I think if you are picking Michigan, I think it's the under. And I think if you're picking Michigan State, it's the over. That's just my take.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but whatever. Okay. I like it either way.
Okay.
I'm going to go Texas, Baylor over 61. Yes, Baylor's
pick.
Yes, Baylor's defense is good, but I still think Texas, Bijan Robinson is an absolute tank. And then if it starts getting to a shootout, I mean, Texas is not afraid to let anyone or anything score against them. And Baylor, I mean, they're gonna compete. They got to score. I like Iowa State -7 against West Virginia. This is just a disgusting line to me. I don't know why. West Virginia is in shambles.
Iowa State continuing to get disrespected on the spread.
Their season is over. I like the Syracuse Boston College under 49.5. Syracuse is a very good sneaky defense. They love to run the ball. And Boston College is terrible. I'm also taking Syracuse. I think it's -7 in that game. I do like that. I'm only picking that because my cousin who goes to Boston College said that Boston College stinks and they're not going to cover. So I'm strictly taking that. And then I like Florida +14 against Georgia. Okay. Too many points to me in this game. Is this at Florida?
No, it's in Jacksonville, world's largest cocktail party.
Oh, that's okay. Yep. All right. Still like it though. I don't know. I think Florida can score. They kept it close with Bama. They're a very weird team, but I think that's too many points. Minnesota -7 against Northwestern. This is my absolute mortal lock of the weekend. Northwestern stinks. I mean, Pat Fitzgerald, I mean, his guys might have given up on him. I don't know. PJ Fleck's got the boys rallying over there. I mean, they're a sneaky 5-2 over there. I mean,
Minnesota's on their walk-on running back. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
They're 5. I don't know. They're 5-2. I don't know. I've been on wrong on Minnesota every which way this year. So I like a -7 against Northwestern. I like Oklahoma.
They almost lost to Mac team, Miami of Ohio.
Whatever. All right. I'm on them. Let's go. Let's ride. It's been the past. I like Oklahoma -20 against Texas Tech. Texas Tech's coach is out. I think Oklahoma comes back after almost getting beat by Kansas and absolutely steamrolled Texas Tech.
I got Kansas -8.5 in that game as well. Sorry.
You're an idiot. Kansas -8.5.
No, I got them live. Or they I got them live and they covered something.
Okay, you had Oklahoma -8.5. You said
Kansas. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I was like, whoa, you took an alternate Kansas -8.5. Whoa. And then where the fuck am I here? USC -21 against Arizona. Arizona might be one of the worst college football programs in the past, like in
who's,
the
country. Who's their D coordinator?
Huh?
Who's their D coordinator?
I have no fucking idea. Oh, Don Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I like Kentucky -1 against Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State is a square play, hence why Josh is on it. I love Kentucky. They don't give a lot. I don't think Mississippi State's gonna be able to really get the ball moving against them. I like the Ole Miss Auburn over 66.5. I know I'm agreeing with Josh there, but I just think that actually, you know what? Switch. I'm on the under. I like the under.
No,
I like
66. Are you serious?
Yep. Matt Corral's banged up. I like the under. I like the under.
You are just not a rider. I like you're the not under. A rider.
SMU Houston under 62.5. That was, I just don't think that. This is going to be a shootout. It might be, but I like Houston to win this game. And I think, I just think that one of this team is going to kind of run away with it and will be really close. So I like that under. And then I like Ohio State -18.5 against Penn State. I think they're going to obliterate them. It's going to be at home, at the shoe, at night. Color Rush uniforms are out. All scarlet, baby. It's going to be an absolute scene there. We're going to steamroll them. Place is going to go crazy. Half the student section might leave at halftime because I'm all bad we're going to be beating them. And then I like Ohio State's team total over 39.5 points. I'm starting to get on that trail. They're starting to score the living shit out of the ball. So
you're not a little worried about Penn State's defense is
no,
still really
no, bad. I am no chance. Why they just lost to Illinois in 9 overtimes. They couldn't score from the 2 fucking yard line.
That's not the defense. I said the defense.
It still doesn't matter. CJ Stroud, Trayvon Henderson, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson down their fucking throats all day. So I like that team total over. I think they're going to murder them. And if I split there, I'm going to split those no matter what. UCLA +6.5 against Utah. And then I like Liberty -36 against UMass. UMass is a joke. And I think Liberty gets it done. Like I said, my lock is Minnesota -7. Josh, you never said a lock. What is it? Give it to us.
My lock will be, I'm between two.
I think I know what you're going to go with.
Hold on. I'm going to go with. This is tough. This is real tough. All right. I have it.
I think it's good. Say it on three. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Wake Forest under.
Yes. God, I'm so fucking smart.
It's because you like it too. I know it is.
Yeah. I saw it. And I was like, that's got to be it.
Well, it was either that. I was between that, Florida or Liberty.
Yep. I was going to say, I thought you were between Liberty and Duke and Wake Forest.
It just seems every guy's first time sports betting next week, they're big. Oh, Wake Forest over? They put up 70 by themselves.
Yeah. 1,000%. Which,
yeah. So I like that. That feels like a really sharp play right there.
Maybe all right. So those are your degenerates picks for this week. You know, Josh,
I think
good luck.
Good luck.
Just kidding. Fuck you.
Well, I gave you good luck against Penn State. I didn't wish you luck for the team that you don't report. So, I think
good luck. If I was a nice guy,
but you weren't, but you weren't.
But I'm not going to.
We're definitely, I mean, no matter what, we're going to have to record next week. We'll get a little wellness check. Yeah, you know what? Let's be positive. Let's do it. I'm always negative. I have the hats, positive vibes only. I never adhere to it. I need to do it. I need to live the life. I need to be positive. I'm usually a pretty positive guy with everything else in my life too. So like, I need to incorporate that into my sports fandom. So you know what? Let's do it.
Now we're all of a sudden Mr. Positive. Okay.
Let's do it. Right. I'm here for it. I'm ready.
That has been another episode of The Generous Debate. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week.